Good morning. The time is 10:01, and I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee to order. Clerk, would you do our roll call, please?
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Chair Redcorn.
Here. Thank you. Congressman Maker, would you mind doing our prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. All of the Comer, and Tatsu Wakanta, and Tatsu Wakanta Zika, Hampa Kaha, Ilaha Wanake, Dali Comer, Ozazi, Nikashi Lakere, Walapi Comer, No Nikashi, Zinkazia Paski, Akita Ski, Lakere, Walapi Comer. Who heck up the ink share? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another beautiful day. And Lord, we want you to take care of all of our people, look after especially the children, the elders, and our service people, first providers, all those that take care of us. Lord, take care of them. And Lord, we want to ask you to give us the wisdom and knowledge and the courage to do the right thing for our people. And Lord, again, just thank you for all you do for us. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. So next on our agenda is the approval of minutes. And my wonder is, for those of us who are having trouble logging into Outlook at the minute, Does anybody on the committee have access to the minutes, or do we need to print a copy of those real quick to manually go? Okay.
Chair, I have mine.
You do? Okay. Brooklyn said from the back she would also print us a copy as well, so somebody else can overlook them and second your motion, Mr. Congressman Tillman.
Chair, I've looked at the minutes. Are you ready for movement?
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from May 20th, 2025 as presented.
Second.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. Next on the agenda is payables. Also, thank you, Brooklyn, for printing those for us. In this section, I do also want to talk about the and payables as well. And it looks like we have one payable. Yes. Thank you. And it is for Moss Adams, and it is for $1,825 even. The invoice is dated April 11th, 2025. And the invoice number is 10273040. Is there any action on the invoice? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So does it have hours down, or what issues they were looking at? Is there any identifying factors in their
Yes, ma'am.
Accounting line? What is it for?
The first line is for progress billing for ongoing program management consulting services provided in March. The second line is progress billing for fraud, waste, and abuse program establishment consulting services provided in March. And the third item is progress billing for capital program best practices assessment consulting services provided in March. Yes, ma'am.
So my question is that for actual work done, or was that for them to come over and
It seems as if it's actual work done. It says services included client meetings, analysis, and engagement management on all items.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the invoice dated
April 11th, 2025.
April 11th, 2025 for Moss Adams.
Second.
Thank you, committee.
Do I need an amount in that motion, Ms.?
I don't think so, because you stated the actual invoice.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing none, the motion passes. Okay, so like I stated, the next thing in payables that I would like to discuss is the conversation about the IT contracting services that Mr. Frazier emailed us about. And I'll let him expand on that a little bit. It appears we have three quotes for IT services from three companies, one that includes our current IT service provider. So I'll let you, Peter Guy, so I'll let you take it away.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
May I ask a question?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I did read Mr. Frazier's email when we received it. What date was that sent so I can get on the same?
Yesterday, I believe.
Was it yesterday?
A few months ago, the computer guy sent a quote for some changes to our service agreement to Congressman Potts, who then forwarded it to me, and it was discussed briefly in a committee meeting. And I got together these quotes so because it's over a certain threshold, so that you would have something to compare it to, and we would be in compliance with the procurement policies. I met with Center Technologies and Corporate Technologies. I told them our needs were pretty basic, and so they based those quotes on those needs. I'm not an IT expert, so they tried to drill down into some details, and I had a hard time answering those, but this is what they came up with. And I will say, they were willing to make adjustments to their quotes on an as-needed basis and ask us to follow up with them if you all wanted any quotes. The cost for the computer guy annually is $36,384. And they were asking for a 36-month or three-year contract to be signed. Center Technologies was $36,727, and that was a one-year contract. And Corporate Technologies is $14,827 annually, and they also wanted a three-year contract. Again, those were the yearly expenses, and I'm just saying the contract length because, you know, 1 year versus 3 years. So, but the expenses are per year, as I stated. Startup cost for Computer Guy, obviously $0, because they're the ones we've been using and they have everything set up as they need it. Center Technologies, $2,635 to start up, and then Corporate Technologies was $810. There were some differences in the contract agreements, but I think the one that Congress would be most likely concerned with, as stated in my email, was the cybersecurity portion. Center and the computer guy had much more robust cybersecurity offerings in their contracts. Corporate Technologies was pretty basic, but again, they said they would be willing to work with us on whatever we wanted to change and submit an amended quote if the committee would like. Thank you.
Committee, any discussion or questions for Mr. Frazier? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So today, are you wanting to approve a contract with one of these vendors today? Is that what you're looking at, or?
Well, that was also my question. Are we at happen or needs to happen, or do we, what's the time frame, I guess, on the need to reestablish a contract? Because it's obvious that we're at a point where we need a new contract, or we wouldn't be having this discussion.
There's no one really pressuring the committee to make a decision. It's my understanding, and Congressman Potts can correct me if I'm wrong, that the computer guy is the one that requested this, and that was Like I said, not really pressuring us to go ahead and make the change. So I think if the committee wanted to think about it for a while and submit any questions about any of the contracts, I would be happy to get that information to them, and there could be a follow-up at another meeting.
Okay, so
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
And I can echo that. I don't think anybody's pushing for the contract, but I think that this needs to take place in the larger context of all of our contracts within the legislative branch. And I actually have a motion to that effect that I would like to make. And what I'm suggesting and what I would like to do is review all contracts for the legislative branch and discuss that at our next meeting.
All contracts is in IT contracts or every single contract?
Every single contract.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to request that the second speaker forward all active contracts relating to the legislative branch to the members of the Congressional Affairs Committee for review and recommendations.
Second that.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'm agreeable that we need to review all of our contracts to see, because I just don't know who all legislative branches contracted with. So I think that it's a good practice for us to see what that looks like for us. I know we're contracted with the Moss Adams. That's a pretty big contract that we have. So I think we need to have that discussion and do that review and maybe set a meeting after our dance time to go through those and give us time to ask questions about them. As far as this contract, let's go ahead and vote on this.
Any more discussion on the motion, committee? Okay, there's all of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Okay, so back to the actual topic at hand. This contract that has been requested, it seems, by the computer guy. What exactly are these services then that are, it sounds like it's on top of services that we already use them for. Is that my understanding? Is that understanding correct?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I believe it's much the same. I wish I knew more about IT so I could address it better. It's just not a strong point for me. But my understanding is that these IT contractors use what are called, I believe the term is a managed services agreement, where they charge you per computer for all of these services. And right now they haven't been operating under that kind of a system. And I think they're trying to transition to that business model. And that's what the other two contractors have been using for their businesses. And that's the same type of contract with them.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I can speak to that as well. That's almost exactly what's going on. We were requested more than a year ago, more than when I was forwarded this, to move to a 24-hour monitoring system through Office 365. So that portion of what we're being asked to consider is part of the existing contract. So that's why I had requested to review the existing contract in relation to any additional services. And I hope that we can do that at potentially our next meeting to be able to move forward on whether or not we should approve this contract as well.
Mr. Frazier.
So, another thing about why we can't really outline what the differences are between this contract and the services we're getting is the services we're getting now aren't, as best I know, in a contract. It's just been on an as needed month to month basis. So I don't have anything to compare this to other than invoices, and they're not always the most detailed. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, which leads me to a question. I think that you asked it as well. If we decide to go to this type of a contract with the computer guy, this will be the total billing that we see for him? Those are the questions that I have. But will we still continue to see an as-needed billing when he works with us and this contract? So those are the questions I have that I think we need to resolve by looking at what we currently have, which I understand is no contract. So,
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
So we do have a contract with the computer guy currently.
Okay.
My understanding is that went beyond the 3-year period, and we are on a month-to-month contract with that individual at this time. My motion would be to collect that contract, review that contract that's in place, and compare it to this new proposed contract to see which services we would be gaining, which services we might be losing, and at that time move forward with what we think is the best choice for the legislative branch.
I don't disagree with you in that thought process. My head is going to the fact that, like, if we're already on a month-to-month situation with him and we are out of contract, then we would need to review this new one that they sent us, because there is not a current contract to review, is what it sounds like. So then, and I know this is going to be a conversation for a future date, but when we're looking at the computer guy specifically, this quote that we received from them, and I guess the other two, is it an all-encompassing services so that we can enter into an active contract, or is this only a partial portion of services?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I believe this covers just about everything. It does say if you need on-site support, it's billed hourly, which it's exceedingly rare that we receive on-site support, maybe once a year, maybe twice a year at most. And then it says the PC backup is billed separately as well. But other than that, everything is covered.
Okay. And they are also the ones who have recently installed our new server. Is that correct?
They're set to install it on the 11th.
Okay. Congressman Potts, are you the point of contact on this, or is Mr. Frazier? Because I'm not understanding how that process has played out either.
Madam Chair, I've never been the point of contact on a contract for the legislative branch.
Okay, well, you stated a minute ago that you received the email from them about this, so I'm trying to figure out how that process has taken place in the past so I can make sure I'm putting myself in a place where I have the knowledge I need.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think they emailed Congressman Potts because he's been here for a long time and he used to be the budget analyst, and so he was the point of contact at one point.
Okay.
And I've been handling the quotes and talking to these other contractors.
Okay.
Yes,
that's fine. And I appreciate,
Madam Chair, I guess I should clarify, as a member of Congress, I've never been the point of contact for a legislative branch.
Thank you. I do appreciate you CCing us though on the communications about the contract and the quotes, Mr. Frazier. So thank you for that. Okay. Any more discussion on this at the moment, committee? Okay, we will.
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Yeah, Trey, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that as far as the IT contracts go, I mean, I definitely support the computer guy. He has been very reliable. He gets back to us very quickly if we have issues. And so just wanted to say that much. He's been a very reliable contractor.
Thank you, sir. Okay. The next item on the agenda is travel. Clerk, we don't have any travel requests at this moment. So then we'll move to number 7 on the agenda, which is the membership committee hearing legal retainer fees conversation. Would somebody from the membership committee like to jump in? to address the needs?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Potts.
I've not discussed this previously with the membership committee outside of just general discussion, but the thought was that as Mr. Hibbs had done the investigation to get us to a investigative report that has been disseminated to Congress that is leading toward a hearing on July 10th, it may be helpful to retain Mr. Hibbs as we move forward in preparation for that hearing. So that if there is new information that comes to light, if there is, you know, process questions that we may have outside of what Mr. Gill can handle, we might be able to rely on somebody who, you know, has taken a deep dive into the documents in question and can provide some additional legal analysis in that endeavor. My understanding is we don't have a final bill from Mr. Hibbs on the investigative report. My understanding is it will be that flat fee that was discussed and kind of in that same vein. I would like to make a motion for discussion today. Make a motion to direct the second speaker to negotiate and execute an agreement or an engagement contract with Mr. Logan Hibbs of Crow and Dunleavy for the purposes of assisting the membership committee with further investigation and preparation for the membership committee hearing that is to be held on July 10th, 2025, in an amount not to exceed $20,000.
Second.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
If I may elaborate what we're roughly looking at on how we get to $20,000 based off of the amounts that were previously negotiated. That would be a roughly 48 hours of prep time and training time, or prep time for Mr. Hibbs, 5 hours for review potentially by Mr. McBride, and then 10 hours of work for a paralegal. That total comes to 19,825, which gets us to rounding up to the 20,000. I certainly hope it doesn't get that far. I hope we don't utilize 48 hours. I hope we don't need the 5 hours of review. And I certainly hope we don't need 10 hours of paralegal. But I also don't want to be in a position where we continue to have to come back to Congressional Affairs for subsequent approval. So I would much rather just take care of it and want approval and let you negotiate a contract that allows the membership committee to utilize the services of Mr. Hibbs not to exceed $20,000.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. I was going to ask for discussion. There was already some. So is there any more discussion on this motion? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So I think the only thing I really want to say about this is I'm in agreement that we need to engage Mr. Hibbs in case we need him there for help. I know we have staff on payroll that can help with some of this committee hearing that the membership committee is doing. Also, I think I want to address that the rules, our rules, I believe, state that our speaker is the interface with our attorneys that we have engaged. I know that in the past, when we've been in situations like this, there's been an agreement with the speaker and, say, for example, the lead on a committee chair. So, Mr. Gill, can you speak to that, how that would work? Because I don't want this operation to be disjointed. I don't want to waste time on an attorney. So will you just give us a little brief synopsis of how we've worked this in the past, Mr. Gill?
Yes. So this will be if you guys approve, or if you pass the motion and the second speaker negotiates the contract and executes it, then the attorney will work with the chair of the membership committee for the purposes of the hearing. The speaker, under the rules, the speaker does direct legal counsel for litigation purposes. So when they need direction or choices to be made in litigation, that the speaker has that power. But this is not a litigation situation. This is specifically for the committee's investigation. So there shouldn't be too much additional interaction between the speaker. I don't believe there's going to be any interaction really between the speaker and Mr. Hibbs unless it's requested by the membership committee.
Thank you, Mr. Gill, for refreshing my memory on that. And I support this motion. I believe that the chair of membership knows what he's looking at. I think he'll be responsible with directing the attorney when he needs to use him. And I don't really like to pay outside attorneys, but sometimes they're necessary to have on your right hand. You just need them sometimes. So I'm going to vote yes for this motion.
I'm going to vote yes for the motion as well. I think my only concern is, and I don't disagree, that having him retained for this purposes alongside Mr. Gill and his abilities is wise, because he has been working on this. But I'm trying to be, have good stewardship over $20,000. And that's a lot of time and money. And I want to be sure that he really is going to be providing guidance on, I guess, worthwhile information and abilities and expertise for the cost of $20,000 after he's already received $10,000 to provide the level of information that we've already received. It's not just $20,000, it's $30,000 altogether so far that we will have approved for this process. And I'm not disagreeing that it needs to happen or that it is a worthwhile process, but that's a lot of money to contract to one person. So I just want to ensure that we are being good stewards of that time and that amount. And I heard you when you said that you also hope that it doesn't get to that level, to that ceiling. So I hope that we are mindful of that as we proceed, because $20,000 is a lot of money in this circumstance. So, committee, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Any more discussion? All those in favor? Oh, yes, sir.
I would just like to say that I think that amount is more than reasonable for the importance of this hearing, possible hearing that's coming up on this membership situation we're in. And there may even be more in the future. When we go, if we do go to the full-blown hearing process. So I'm just saying, I think this is very reasonable. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I also have a motion just at the request of the committee, because we did end up talking about this. What other services might the committee need in preparation for the hearing? And the only one that I believe we can come to right now is the potential need for a court reporter to be engaged to provide a transcript. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the second speaker to retain the services of a court reporter for the purposes of providing a transcript of the membership committee hearing that is to be held on July 10th, 2025.
Second.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I think that this is something that in further discussion, we can decide if that's something we're going to need. But again, I'd like for you to be able to have some prep time to be able to secure that contract. If we deem that that's necessary. So not necessarily that we have to move forward with it, but I would certainly like the authorization for you to be able to go ahead and engage that individual with the planning for July 10th.
Thank you. I do think personally that it would be necessary. I think it's important to set a status quo when we are having hearings on how we operate, and we had one for our last one, and I think it's important that we maintain that system of operation. Personally, that's my personal thoughts on it. I think it creates efficiency and transparency and good record keeping. So if we're going to escalate things as needed to hearing status, which I believe that we should and we can and we will, then we need to establish a routine behavior when we're doing such things. So, committee, is there any other discussion on this motion? I have a second, right? Okay. Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Hearing none, motion passes.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I do have one final motion just in preparation for some known conversations that we've been needing to have for a little while. I would like to make a motion to request the second speaker.
Congressman Potts, I'm going to stop you right there for just a second. So as a point of order, have you sent these motions to the clerk?
I do have them all typed. I will send them. I've got one more to make before I press send, just in case we change it at all.
Thank you.
And I'd like to make a motion to request the second speaker forward all job descriptions and wage surveys for filled and unfilled positions within the legislative branch to members of the Congressional Affairs Committee for review and recommendations.
I'm
second.
There's a motion and a second, and my discussion would be that that's not germane to the item on the agenda that we're in right now. So that's my only concern with that. I don't disagree with your motion. It's just that right now we're talking about a membership committee hearing.
I can withdraw.
I would appreciate that. Committee, I don't disagree with the idea of that motion. I do just want to make sure that we're operating in a organized fashion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My question is do you want to set another committee meeting to entertain that motion then? Is that
your absolutely preference? Yes.
So when are we going to do that?
I can schedule our next meeting fairly soon because we have several things that need to be discussed, I'm sure. I want to be mindful, though, of the season that we're in June. So I can make it during our off week, which would be 2 weeks from now, between Hominy and Pawhuska, if that works for the committee. But we can.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
I had every intention of restating my motion once we'd moved on from discussion of the membership committee hearing. Is it your belief that we can't assert motions?
No, that's not my belief, and I'm fine with that. I was going to suggest that, but at the moment we were discussing the membership committee hearing, and I wanted to finish that thought process before we move on to something else. I'm not opposed to you putting that motion in at a different time frame.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, as far as the membership hearing goes, and I'm being pushy about this, y'all, because that we are in a time frame crunch with the need to have this membership hearing by July 10th, and we are also in a season of busyness with our people, and so it's going to be hard to get together. So I want to make sure that we've crossed all T's and dotted all I's as far as the needs of the membership committee. I want to make sure that they're all addressed and all needs are met and discussed before it becomes difficult to convene again before their hearing, because it is difficult right this minute, and this is a busy season for all of us. And so I want to make sure that all the needs are met for this and make sure we've discussed every avenue before we move on to something else. So I'm not trying to stall progress on that conversation. I just want to make sure that the membership committee's needs are met. Do you all think you have any other needs that will come up for the hearing that would need to be handled via this committee before we move on? Because we've talked about a court reporter, we've talked about legal. I don't know if you want to consider a sergeant in arms or if you want to consider AV needs. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't remember from our other hearing in commerce some of the other expenses that we had. So I want to make sure that we've thought through all of that.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Trey, go ahead.
The only other expense that I can think of that Commerce had that this committee is most likely not going to have is there was a significant copying charge because of the number, the volume of documents that we received. And we had to have some hard copies available for the witnesses to refer to during the hearing. We also had those pages bait stamped, which had a cost associated with it. So there was, I want to say around $2,500 in copying charges. But I don't foresee that the membership committee is going to have that problem. The number of documents that they're looking at is quite a bit smaller than what we had under the commerce meeting or commerce hearing.
Yeah, I would agree. I think a lot of what we've been presented with and would have needs for this hearing, we could probably handle in-house much easier than we could the commerce hearing. Okay. Membership committee, you all are all here. Are there any other needs that you all need addressed in this setting? Okay. All right. Congressman Potts, if you've got a motion available, we would entertain it.
I do. Madam Chair, I'd like to request that the second speaker forward or make a motion to request that the second speaker forward all job descriptions and wage surveys for filled and unfilled positions within the legislative branch to the membership to the members of the Congressional Affairs Committee for review and recommendations.
Second.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, all of those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. And the next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.